Van died shortly after San Francisco. We hitchhiked all the way to San Diego. Scott was now pretty much completely off the heroin, though he was shivering and vomiting with regularity. Larry McCaffrey wants to talk, we kept saying to each other, standing on the many shoulders of the California highway system. Larry McCaffrey wants to talk. After a bit of a fist fight near Oakland, before the van broke down, Scott blamed and convinced Dirk to send his disciples home, though this was not to last, unfortunately. Obviously, when the van broke down, they felt like assholes, and they missed Dirk's disciples, who surely would have gotten them out of the jam, or at least Dirk. We're all roaded out when we met McCaffrey up at the university. McCaffrey was dressed all in leather, still down about the Kathy Acker thing, taken before time, which he considered a movement stop. He was in the market for a new movement. He wanted to know what we had to offer.
Frankly, Larry, Avant Pop is by now dead, dead, dead. You need something with more chutzpah. Have you heard of The Unknown?
No thanks, you freaking freak. I've already bought two copies and several for members of my family and inner circle to hit. It's damn funny the hypertext in the book is very good, but that's not a movement, boys. Just three guys and their friends having fun. Tangentially transgressive, but no Avant Pop. Dirk spat on the ground and began to manifest his telepathic powers. McCaffrey began shivering. Scott began to wonder if this was all part of the withdrawal. William began to wonder if McCaffrey was actually named William. McCaffrey sat down at his computer and wrote a 30-page article about the unknown on the spot. He actually titled it, The Unknown on the Spot, and it was brilliant. We read at Blue Doors and Donifel Books. At Donifel Books, Mary Leary, a local reading organizer, was very impressed with the way Dirk handled the audience. But she got hurt during the press to the stage, and she got blamed. McCaffrey, though, had in fact caused all the trouble by trying to buy speed off of his grad students and then distributing it to Dirk and the rest of us. Not that the idea of a speed reading was a bad one altogether. By now we were getting fairly tired of those things, so the quicker the applause subsided and volumes of the unknown anthology were moved off the shelves and autographed three times, the better, in our book. But Dirk on speed caused some kind of hyper-reaction among the crowd members, to whom Dirk was manifesting his psychic powers as he read a series of sestinas. It was a mad rush, and bodies were merely obstacles to be stepped on, even nearly crushed, as was the case with Mary, whose leg was broken, and who was then chastised by the bookstore for making a scene, and by McCaffrey, who said that she had broken up the mosh pit, Mary, with your pathetic wife.
People. Oh, no, I meant to go to people.